To make that vision for Hants Park a reality, the Hants Park Conservancy will have to change what's there now. The show's Annika Klein visited a longtime neighbor of the park that will have to move as a result of the new development.
This is streetcar number 116. Built in 1928 and ran until 1948.
Streetcar 116 is the crown jewel of the Phoenix Trolley Museum. It's an almost fully restored red and white streetcar. The museum rescued it in the late 70s after it spent a few decades as a tiny apartment. It was about that time that Ernie Workman came along for the ride as a volunteer.
Now, the other streetcar apparently bounced around. We don't know who all may have purchased it, but it ended up as a concession stand at Legend City.
That other trolley is just a shell of its former self. Most of the wood rotted away during its time as a concession stand and a brief stint as a monkey cage in a petting zoo. Both sit in a metal car barn on Central Avenue and Culver Street, right next to the west side of Hants Park. Workman says the museum leases the property from the city, and they've renewed their lease every 5 years for the past few decades.
I sent in the regular request for a five-year extension last fall, and instead of the normal email response, I got an email that said, this request has been forwarded to the Phoenix Historic Preservation Department.
This time, the lease was not renewed. The city said in a statement the site will be turned into a skateboard park as part of the new Hants Park plan. Workman says the lease is up in September, unless the city approves a temporary extension of up to 2.5 more years. Either way, the Phoenix Trolley Museum will have to find a new location.
It doesn't make any difference where we go. It's going to be expensive. It's very difficult to assess, but we know it's going to be talking something $1 million plus, probably $4 to $5 million.
Workman says the museum was already struggling to get enough visitors, which he admits could be partly due to their own outdated marketing. He hopes a silver lining of the move will be to raise more awareness that the museum even exists.
It's always been a challenge, but this is the biggest challenge we've ever had to deal with. And it's unfortunate that in our modern society, preservation of memories of history don't seem to have a strong recognition amongst the population.
From this location, you can hear the light rail pass by on Central, a testament to how far transit has moved forward. The volunteers at the Phoenix Trolley Museum hope to continue to remind us where it came from. It's the show. I'm Annika Klein.
Clang, clang, clang with the trolley. Ding, ding, ding with the bell. Ding, ding.